Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Ever feel like life's a whirlwind of deadlines, notifications, and to-dos that never seem to end? We're always chasing something more success, more money, more free time, but sometimes we forget to appreciate what we already have. Today, we're diving into the power of gratitude and how simple daily practices can transform your perspective and bring a whole lot more joy into your life. Trust me, this isn't just some hippy-dippy stuff. Cultivating gratitude is like hitting the reset button on your happiness. Now, you might be thinking, gratitude, isn't that a little cheesy? Hey, I get it. But hear me out. Genuine gratitude isn't about pretending everything's perfect or ignoring the tough stuff. It's about actively choosing to focus on the good, even when things are challenging. Think of it like this. You can choose to dwell on the negative headlines or the traffic jam that made you late, or you can choose to appreciate the sunshine streaming through your window as you sip your morning coffee. The small moments, they add up. Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate gratitude in your daily life. First, start a gratitude journal. Seriously, the simple act of writing down 3 things you're grateful for each day can work wonders. Don't just list generic stuff like my family or food. Get specific. Write about the delicious smell of your partner's cooking, that hilarious meme that made you laugh out loud, or even the comfy feel of your favorite pair of socks. Second, practice mindful appreciation. This means really savoring the good things in life, big and small. When you enjoy a meal, pay attention to each flavor and texture. Take a moment to appreciate the warmth of the sun on your skin or the sound of laughter filling the room. These little moments of mindfulness can make all the difference. Third, express gratitude to others. A simple thank you goes a long way. Show appreciation for the people who support you, whether it's your family, friends, colleagues, or even that barrister who always makes your latte just right. Fourth, shift your perspective. Ever notice how complaining can become a habit? Try consciously flipping those negative thoughts around. Instead of saying I'm stuck in traffic, try thinking this is a chance to listen to my favorite podcast. You might be surprised at how much more positive you feel. And finally, remember that gratitude isn't a destination, it's a journey. There will be days when it feels harder than others. But keep practicing those daily habits, and you'll gradually cultivate a more grateful mindset. Let me tell you about the time I really put gratitude into practice. It was during a particularly stressful week at work, deadlines were looming, and I felt like my to-do list would never end. That Friday afternoon, I was feeling totally overwhelmed, so I decided to take a walk in the park. As I strolled through the trees, listening to the birds chirping and the leaves rustling, I started noticing all the little things I usually take for granted: the sunshine warming my face, the smell of fresh-cut grass, the vibrant colors of the flowers. It was like a mental reset button. By focusing on those simple pleasures, I managed to calm down and gain a fresh perspective. Remember, gratitude isn't about ignoring the challenges life throws you away. It's about choosing to focus on the good even when things are tough. That shift in perspective can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. So, my challenge to you is this. Start incorporating some of these gratitude practices into your daily routine. Keep that journal handy, savor those little moments of joy, and express appreciation to those who matter most. You might just be surprised at how much happier you feel. And hey, if you find yourself struggling with negativity or feeling overwhelmed, remember that you're not alone. Share your thoughts, your struggles, and your wins with us in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community of Balanced Stoics together. Don't forget to subscribe to The Balanced Stoic for more daily doses of emotional mastery and self-control. Until next time, keep striving for that inner balance, and remember, life is good.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.